What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Friends, welcome to Pod Maverick After Dark, your Dallas Cowboys halftime show.
yeah, I was about to feel like this actually worked out great.
I'm Kirk Anderson. This is Josh Bowe. We're oddly recording on a Thursday night because four consecutive things happened. First, Josh and I both forgot it was Labor Day. I went to COSM to watch TCU, and we realized like as it was like 7:30 Monday night, we're like, well, we're not recording. Then Tuesday and Wednesday night, Josh had plans. And then today we realized it was the Cowboys game. And then we were supposed to go up about 20 minutes ago, but my kid wouldn't go to sleep. And now it's halftime of the Cowboys game. So this works out fine for anybody not wanting to think about football for a few minutes.
Yeah. So what did you think about the first half and the Cowboys defense, Kirk?
Look, could have been a lot worse. Could have been a lot better. Was stupendously entertaining.
Yeah, I kind of, you know, as a, you know, Cowboys fan as a Cowboys fan born in 1989, which means I missed all of the awesome parts and got all of the bad parts. I'm just, if they're going to stink, I'll take fun high scoring. Like if they lose every game 48-42, you know, I'll take that over the alternative of when they could be really stinky.
Well, and we were really kind of benefited by the timing for a couple of reasons. Largely just more things happened during the course of the week. We're going to talk about a few of them. You know, nothing too much. We got about, I would say, two more weeks until the basketball stuff starts to kick into high gear. These shows haven't been our best, I'll tell you that much. and I really admire some of the shows that are able to go like daily and make chicken salad out of chicken shit.
I don't know how our Locked On and DLS brethren are able to do it. Of course, for, you know, full-time, you know, there's a difference between us doing it part-time and they do it full-time.
Well, some of the shows they've done also. Like some of the, but that's the other part. Like some of the shows they've done have been fun. Where it's like
they got to talk to Cuban, they got to talk to Dirk.
And we're gonna talk about that. But you know, I really enjoyed the Locked On Mavs one where they did the Dallas like villains draft. Yeah. That really killed me. I think Isaac picked Matt Moore as a Mavericks.
That's really funny.
Just like ended me when I heard that. But anyway, we're here. And you know, the last time we talked, we were kind of projecting PJ signing an extension. So Friday came and went. It was a little weird. But then that happened 2 days ago or yesterday?
Yesterday.
PJ, the official PJ extension news broke. Sham Sharania broke it, not Stein, which I think that just meant they were recording, so he wasn't able to. but it's 4-year, $90 million deal. And if I'm understanding Bobby Marks correctly, the first year, due to the veteran extension rules, the first year is 140% of whatever his contract was this year. Now, I had forgotten that his contract, the one he signed in Charlotte yeah. was a declining. Descending. It was a descending deal. That's just really interesting. So
it's really helpful.
Yeah, very helpful for the Mavericks. And you have to think that like this deal, which he's taking. And like it's just under, it's like $19.8 million the first year. And then in the final year, which is 29-30, it's like just under $25 million. And for PJ, I'm not surprised because I think it's like the best of both worlds situation. I think you have a very good reason as to why he signed it. But for the Mavericks, this is a deal. Like this is a deal. I think, $25 million might seem a little rich for some people as a starter. He's probably not going to be your third best player. If he is, your team's maybe going to suffer a little bit. But as a stand-in starter, he's a very good player. 14-7-2 with two stocks. I mean, he's good. And we've talked about him a lot. And I'm very interested to see what's next because this – okay, I think you should talk about why this sort of relaxes tensions.
Yeah. And I mean, like you said, he's great. I was really looking forward to seeing if he would get some all defense votes last year before the season went to shit and everyone got hurt. Because I mean, seriously, like that basically up until Luka's injury, which is kind of, I think, around when he got hurt, he had that ankle issue too. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was awesome. His steal block numbers are so good for like a 6'7" guy. I mean, last year he was at 1.1 steals and 1.1 blocks per game, like 2.2 stocks for your 6'7", sometimes small forward, sometimes power forward. Like that's really good. I think I've talked before how he is one of the best in the league at being like the help side, the helper behind the five, behind the center rim defender. Like the fact that the Mavericks can ask Lively or Gafford to maybe creep out a little on the pick and roll and not feel like the paint is left wide open because then they got PJ who can block shots is awesome. And then he quietly shot nearly a career high from three last year, despite the fact that Luka got traded, in February. So,
And we all know the way NBA deals go in the sense that guys are tradable. Now, he is legally not. Under the CBA, he cannot be traded. He will be on the Dallas Mavericks for the entirety of the 2025-26 season. But I find the fact that the Mavericks are capturing him to an extended contract at a very good price during his official prime really interesting. He'll be 27. He's 27 right now, just turned it like a couple weeks ago. He'll be 30 when the extension is up. And I earnestly cannot remember a player do we go back to like Josh Howard? Like who was the last sort of wing adjacent player the Mavericks really had during his prime? Marion was kind of post prime and Marion was such an athletic freak. It didn't really matter.
Yeah. I mean, at this level, it feels like it's Josh. I feel like an idiot, like I'm missing one, but you're everyone they got was like past their prime.
Right. I mean, Harrison Barnes was younger and a different kind of player. Cause I mean, PJ quite realistically he can give you pinch minutes as a small ball five. He's best use is like as a hybrid combo, like 3-4 forward. I mean, I just don't really remember anybody outside of Howard that really, because I mean, Dirk played power forward for a really long time. That's part of it. You know, that's the reason he sits in that position. But it's just, it's a good signing. I'm pleased with it. And it clears up, you know, I think you're going to write about this pretty soon, but the element that it clears up is that you pointed out in our Slack today, and I don't know why I had this hadn't crossed my mind. But if there are 6 to 7 startable players on the Mavericks roster, that means 2 guys are going to be pissed off if they're not starting. You might as well have them. And if both of those guys might be PJ Washington and Daniel Gafford, the fact that it's a situation where they both have been compensated now, I think that takes a little of the pressure off. Because if PJ was heading into free agency and coming off the bench, he's going to be mad.
Yeah, like if both of those guys are playing on expiring contracts, and Gafford, who Mark Stein has like said on the DLS podcast, like out loud, so this isn't just like backdoor whispers, that like Gafford prefers to start. I think he said that during a show before last season started, because we were wondering why Gafford, I think, was running with the, because I think Kidd started last training camp saying Lively is the running with the first team. And then like the first preseason game, Gafford was starting, and we were like, what? And then Stein was like, yeah, Gafford he considers himself a starter.
Yep.
And of course, like, you know, whenever we talk about this, like people who don't want to like ever say anything that could be interpreted as negative about their favorite sports team is like, oh, well, starting doesn't matter. You know, these guys all play so many minutes. It doesn't matter who starts, it matters who finishes. And yeah, like I get it, like on paper, but like these guys are people, and like say what you will, like they want to be a starter. They don't want to be, a lot of these guys are not in the league to be a six man. And even if it doesn't matter in terms of like the overall minutes and how much they play, it matters to these guys' egos. Like you don't become one of the best 300 people at a thing, which are what NBA players are, you know, you don't get that to that level without being kind of like a competitive psycho, or mostly, you know, obviously they're outliers. So it's good that PJ and Daniel do not have to worry about their money this year, because like you said, they have what, 6 or 7 startable players, and what, 6 of those 7 or 5 of those 7 almost all play the same position. So like it could get weird. Like I don't know. Lively, Stein said the Mavericks want Lively to start as long as he's healthy when training camp is. So
well, I almost want
it. But like if Gafford enters training camp on an expiring deal and he's coming off the bench, that's not good. If PJ's on an expiring deal and kids like after 1 week, okay, we can't do this big starting lineup, let's get Clay back in. Yeah. PJ coming off the bench when he's trying to earn his next contract. Like I think they got out ahead of any potential grumpiness in the locker room. Not saying that there would have been, but now this just helps. I think that's kind of my take.
Well, I sort of want to sit on Stein's comments about the roster and the lineup till next week. Just
that's
because
fine.
One, I want to have something to talk about, and that's a whole big conversation. I got there in the title that we're going to talk about Cuban's DLLS interview, but I want to knock out a couple of small things and then we'll head to break, and then we'll talk about that interview because it's pretty interesting. And obviously we'll have to sort of touch on the Clippers adjacent stuff as well. So I wanted to, the Dallas Mavericks shared a video of Kyrie Irving shooting in a gym looking good. I want to address this in the sense that I have gotten videos and reports going back a while. Don't want to put a date on it because I don't want to be wrong because it's September. But I will just say, Kyrie Irving's been up walking around looking like a professional athlete, not having crutches or anything like that for a bit of time now. So I'm very happy that he's shooting. It looked good. I'm very happy that, because, you know, despite all the stuff he talks about, I still think basketball brings him a great deal of joy. It's kind of evident when you watch him shoot around. It's just like a natural thing for him. The ball is kind of an extension of his body. I don't want to place any expectations on him. And I don't blame the Mavericks social media for sharing the video. It's just, I think we all got to chill out.
you don't want to be the Grim Reaper about it. Like, you want people to be excited about something, but you also like,
yeah,
when it gets to the point of people are like plugging in Kyrie in terms of like the Mavericks title odds, it's like, yeah, well, like, can we just let him just come back? Like, yeah, there's a balance between like wanting to be optimistic and liking how he's rehabbing, and then like, oh, he's coming back and he's going to be Kyrie and they're going to win the title. Like, we can find that middle ground, I think.
Well, it's fun watching a guy like that shoot the basketball too, because
he's great. Yeah, his jumper is
pretty.
Yeah.
Like, you've been to shoot arounds.
Yeah.
And like, it's important to note that all of these guys can shoot, yes, but there's also levels to it. And the ones who are good and great, and it's just like, Pate, I think there's a story that went around in the 2011 title season that like Peja once went 97 for 100 from three in a practice thing. And you now see videos of guys like doing incredible stuff like this. So it's just, I don't know, but there's just like a fluidity to Kyrie. Like, I get, even though I get frustrated with all the Kyrie super fans, like, I get why they love watching him. So, all right, the next thing I wanted to talk about, just because I think we have to sort of address it, I'm going to do a video for this for my offsides endeavor that I'm working with. Jake Kemp showed a video of the Dumb Zone, was sent a video. He said it was out in Lubbock, but it ended up being in like Addison. Of a fan like walking past, seeing Nico approaching him, and then just basically telling Nico off. And
well, and he baits him into it, you know.
Yes,
like he pretends true. I think that's important. I mean, if yeah, you want to,
no, it is. I mean, I've heard a lot of stories of people having weird interactions with Nico,
yeah,
back a year, because he's not exactly like a friendly dude. And then he opted to be friendly in the situation at a restaurant, and the guy shouts it, like, basically says, "We all fucking hate you." And
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
And I'm still just sort of torn on this, because like a lot of our Slack is like, this was lame. But then you go through the comments to everyone that have been like, do you see the videos? And like, it just is a reminder of how mad people still are. I wouldn't do this. You know, I wouldn't do, and I don't recommend anybody does anything like this. To me, it's just a big difference between yelling, you know, fire Nico at a game and clapping and a chant and like harassing him at a restaurant. It also just does what, you know, I will continue to kick the shit out of Nico, but I'm not, you know, I don't advocate for this sort of thing. I get it. That I will, and I'm not gonna sit here and be like, you know, screw that guy who did it. I understand. It's just, it's not for me. Is where I will sit with it. Is that a fence-sitting enough post?
No, because we talked about it in Slack. I'm with you too. I have some bigger takes about it that I want to talk about here in terms of like who we should be harassing in public if we're gonna actually take the energy to do it. But like. Yeah, part of me is just like, it's been easier for me to move on from it. Again, like, it's been harder for you. Like, you've got a much bigger emotional connection, especially with your son. I have nothing even close to approximating that in my family situation. But the thing that I think we all kind of agreed on, we were talking about it earlier, is like, no one wants to like forgive the Mavericks or Nico, whatever, for making the decision. Like, no one's ready to like do that yet, but we're all ready to just like, being angry isn't fun. Like,
no,
it, like, thinking I'm about good at it. Yeah, I know. When you're saying that, I think that carries a lot, that holds a lot of water, but it's like, I don't want to be reminded. Like, all that video did was just kind of like remind, you know, it brings it back up. Everyone's talking about it again. And it's not that I don't want to talk about it because it's like I'm trying to sweep it under the rug and
right.
forgive him. It's more like I just don't want to go. I don't want, it's annoying. Like, I want to talk about something else. Like, it's not fun to be that emotionally high strung all the time. And if you think it's fun, more power to you. But I've aged out of that.
I should have known this. I think I did know it. And then like learning about, because, you know, I got a 9-year-old with ADHD and impulse control issues. He's much better than he was, but I learned through like one of his therapists and that you get a literal serotonin kick when you get really, really mad. It is a serotonin boost to be angry. And I think what we're reaching collectively, what I'm describing, is that I am reaching the end of my outburst, my emotional outburst about Nico and being mad all the time with him, and am settling in on being fuck that guy, but I'm not going to let it dominate my thinking and my feeling is where I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, 17 minutes in, pretty efficient so far. We're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick break. I know the ads are long, but guys, if you're not fast forwarding through them, I really appreciate it. These are the ads that eventually help pay us. I'm going to be setting something up soon enough to where if you do like tipping the show, it'll go more to us than the YouTube stuff. YouTube takes a pretty healthy chunk out of whatever people give to us, but you know, we'll be right back and thanks for hanging out.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Again, if you're listening to the show for the first time, you're really weird, but we appreciate you. Consider subscribing to the show. We will be podcasting a lot more often starting as soon as like 3 weeks from now. Josh and I got to get back in the flow of things. There'll actually be things to talk about. I will be hosting the secondary live show that you can participate in. It is one of the reasons that I keep doing all this. So, you know, look forward to that. All right. The last thing we'll talk about, and then we'll let everybody get out of Dodge, is Cuban. To Cuban's credit, he did like a 45-minute sit down with DLLS last week, and we've not had a chance to talk about it. It's almost like 9 days old, 10 days old at this point. It's not news anymore. Cuban's in the news again for a different reason, because he piped in to be like, I don't believe the Clippers did anything wrong. I'm not in the position where I want to talk about that story yet because
we might have to next week.
We're going to have to because he went on Pablo Torre's show and apparently they talked for like 3 hours. And my understanding of it is, I don't understand this. Like, Pablo Torre is a real journalist with a capital fucking J. And there's multiple people, including Bill Simmons, who have just like walked into bear traps being like, oh, what's this guy doing? Like, he's doing this really incredible thing that journalists are supposed to do called reporting. And he's like doing real work. And anyway, Cuban challenged him on it without listening to a single thing Pablo had said. That was very evident when that went on. But it's Pablo essentially broke the Clipper story that it seems like really the Clippers went and circumvented the salary cap. And like, guys, if you don't know why this is a big story, it seems like this is an iceberg and we're at the tip of it, and not just for the Clippers. We're talking the Knicks. Everybody that's a Mavericks fan has to at least be like, oh yeah, remember when Dirk took a nonsense no deal that like the NBAPA was like, what the fuck are you doing? Several years ago. Like, there's a lot of questions. It makes people uncomfortable. But anyway, that's a little bit of a side pot. We'll get to that next week when we know more. However, he went on this DLOS interview and he had a lot of interesting stuff to say. And I'm sort of curious where you would like to begin.
Do we want to talk about the main thing that jumped out to me was when he said that their season will go as far as well as Derek Lively and Anthony Davis shooting threes.
I loved it.
That is old school Mark Cuban MFFL optimism right there. Like, that was honestly, that's like the first time he sounded like that in a while, because he's been kind of having to be depressed about the Luka trade. He kind of got shuffled out with the ownership thing. And I feel like we haven't seen like super fan Mark in a while. And that was like 2003 blog Maverick, Mark Cuban, that quote.
It's incredible stuff, because the other thing that it was is it says what we have been wondering out loud. And I, you know, maybe he's wrong, because again, he's not involved with the Mavericks. Like, he's a lightly compensated through, if they happen to break a profit, season ticket holder. He has an ownership share. He is non-participatory with the team. He actually kind of made that clear where he's like, oh, I talk to the owner a lot, but he said he doesn't have a relationship with Nico anymore, which was quite revealing. Yeah. But I love this sentence because it's the first bit of truth that we've heard about the weirdness of this Mavericks lineup since, and even though he's not involved with the team, it's somebody that's important enough saying it out loud. Like, Kidd has beaten around the bush talking about weird lineups. But you still, like, in today's NBA, you have to have people who take threes. You have to. And PJ can. Klay obviously can. D'Angelo Russell obviously can. But you really need at least four of your five starters willing to let a three ball go. And if the Mavericks are playing Anthony Davis and Gafford and Lively, you know, two of those three together, one of those guys is going to have to shoot threes. And Anthony Davis is kind of...
I don't think they have... That's the thing. I don't think they have to. I mean, but that might be why the season is so weird.
Right. Yes, that's you're correct.
Like,
I'm saying this incorrect. I'm talking about how most teams have played the last 10 years.
Yeah. No, right. They're going to have to play... Because I think my argument would be, if they try to shoehorn it, what's the point of building a team like this and then just trying to play like everyone else? Like, that, I don't even know why they want Anthony Davis shooting threes. Like, he's never been good at it. Like, instead of, like, you built this weird, unique team that is obviously talented. Like, that's the thing. Like, I think even the biggest haters of Nico and the Luka Doncic trade, like, even if you gave them, I don't even know if you need to give them truth serum. Like, it's undeniable that, like, the top 10, 8 of this roster, like, you just individualize each player. Like, they have a lot of talented players. Like, maybe now how they fit together is going to be weird, but it's undeniable that they're still really talented. And if you're going to build this kind of unique, weird roster, why would you try to get them to do the stuff so that does it, that even makes them unique in the first place. Like, it's like, you know, it's like buying a Ferrari to carpool to work. Like it's just like, lean into it, like, own it. This is the team that they've built. And then this probably speaks, you know, Cuban is again not involved in the basketball decisions anymore, so what he says, you know, has less impact than if he was saying this 4 years ago.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Because he's not in those meetings, I would assume, anymore. But like, Lively and Davis don't need to shoot threes. They just need to beat the hell out of people in the paint, and they need to lean into Davis being a pretty underrated passer. They need to roll out funky pick and roll combinations. They need to lean,
because all these guys can pass. That's the thing. I don't think we've hit on it, but there's not enough examples of it, just because Luka having the ball a whole lot. But Gafford's a, like,
and they showed it last. They showed it last year, even with Luka. Like, they were trying to transition to that egalitarian offense.
We started, you know, it's like, basketball is just so different than it was in 2011, where, you know, Eric Dampier or Brendan Haywood is a good example. You know, center off the bench, that dude was expected to rebound and guard the rim and make a basket. He was not asked to do anything out of a pick and roll situation with the ball, no less. These guys, 15 years later, are, I don't want to use a football phrase, but I'm going to, like, they're more multiple. They know how to play with the ball in space, and they might not be like excel at it in particular ways, but I'm interested to see what things they can try. I mean, the lack of shooting for the Mavericks is going to bite them, but like, we're just going to see basketball unlike anything we've seen really in the NBA in a long time. Like, the Cavaliers bombed from three, even though they played two big guys. Like, the Mavericks aren't going to do that.
Yeah, Evan Mobley shot, I mean, what? How many? I mean, I can look it up right now, but I mean, he shot a better percentage from three than Anthony Davis has probably ever done. I mean, he shot, what did he shoot from three? He shot 37% from three. He shot 37% the year before. He made 1.2 three-pointers per game. I mean, that's, I mean, I don't think Anthony Davis, what's the closest he's got? I think he's, what, 34% is the high, his career high? If I'm looking at this right. Yeah, like 34% was his career high. I mean, and the most Davis has ever made per game is 1.2, and that was back in 2020. And he shot 33% on those. And Mobley made 1.2 per game last year and made 37%. Like, and Mobley's 23 and Davis is 31. So, like, it's just, it's never been a part of Davis's game. Like, the bubble was 5 years ago. Like, that 5 years ago. That's a long time now. That's not like, oh, like a season ago or 18 months or 36 months or whatever. Like the bubble has, there's enough time between the bubble and now that I don't think that that's a logical reference point in terms of trying to predict the future. It was just too far away. And when I say that, I'm not trying to say they're going to be bad. It's just, no, they can still be good and cool. Just do it. Lean into the strengths. Like, yeah. Davis is not a good three-point shooter. That's not a hater take. He's career 29% from three. I'm sorry.
Like, attack the rim. Yeah. Don't settle for the 15.
Which he's good at, which is what he's awesome at. And he's a good passer. He averaged almost 4.5 assists with the Mavericks. So granted, 9 games. And granted, you know, he was still playing through injury. So I think he was maybe not as prone to wanting to score as much because, you know, he was clearly in pain from recovering from that injury. But like that shows the potential. Like, it, I think if the Mavericks are going to be a good, solid playoff team that can do some damage in the playoffs, like, I think Davis needs to be between 4 and 5 assists a game. And I think he could do it. So like, that would be the blueprint for me. And less shooting threes. Like, Lively has made 1 3.
No, he's made none.
Well, he made 1 in the finals.
Oh, you're right. I was looking at regular season stats.
He hasn't made one. He hasn't shot. I don't think he shot one.
He shot 2 in the regular season.
Yeah. Like, come on. Like, we're not going from that. He's not going to go from that to Brooke Lopez.
I mean, but honestly, wouldn't it be hilarious?
Like, oh, yeah, I know. And everyone's like, in 2 months, is like shoving it down my throat. I'm like, like, you were so wrong. And it's like, fuck, man. Because, like, you know, Brooke Lopez, he, in 2016, he had made 0 3-pointers in the regular season, his first, like, 7 seasons. And then in 2015-2016, he shot 14% from 3 on 0.2 attempts per game. So, you know, basically none. And then in 2017, he shot 5 a game and made 34%. So I think people are like, well, look at Brook Lopez. He never made a 3 to stretch 5. And it's like, okay. But like, Brook Lopez is also like, was like an established like scorer with touch from outside of, you know, 8 feet. So I would counter that a little bit, but yeah, I mean, I think they could be good without those two. Those two could combine to make 23s this season, Lively and Davis. And I think the Mavericks could still have a good season if they just kind of lean into the strengths.
Well, did you have anything else that really struck your fancy?
That was about it, because the other stuff you talked about, I mean, I don't know if you've got one you wanted to riff on, but the other stuff was just kind of like, I don't know, getting into like, just depends on how mean we want to be. Like,
well, I don't. Here's why. Okay. I have been contacted by a friend of the show, and he's really, at this point, he's an Oklahoma City Thunder fan. But Jason Gallagher was so angry after that interview. He was like, can we talk? and he called, like, we spoke on the phone, like, I was not, you know, like, it was a work call about this, because he was just like, what is he saying? And I'm like, dude, some of the stories Cuban told were basically what led me into getting into this business, because I was like, this dude's full of shit.
Yeah, the stuff about the ownership stuff is like, either you're just lying or you're a very bad businessman.
Well, there was a guy who I apologize if I can't remember if he happens to listen to the show. There's a guy who shot me a tweet that was basically like, look, MFFL is a social contract between the team and me as a fan. And when Cuban sold the team, that contract went away. And it's different. It's not the same, and it never will be. And Mark has to stop acting like people are just going to come back due to winning. And like, that's true. I really think that's true. You will have, they've lost some people forever. It's just the way these things go.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And some people will come back. Like, I don't want to, like, you know, Cooper Flagg will have a great game and like that's going to help. But
I will say the only other things in the last week that really cracked me up was some of the Packers, Micah Parsons quotes were so like, you could take out the names and they would have been Luka Doncic quotes from the Lakers. Like, I was just like, this is annoying.
Yes. I don't write like the emotionally takes as much anymore. Cause I just don't like when you write something emotional and you get an emotional reaction to it, you can't be mad at the people reacting to it. Like, cause I wrote you and I just don't, and that's fine. So I just don't do it anymore. Cause I just don't want to deal with it. But I think there's something like, I feel like I have to write something about how crazy it is that the Dallas sports community got rocked in 6 months. Like,
yep.
Just crazy. Like it just, I thought a lot about what it means to be a fan in the last week after Micah was traded, because it's kind of like, I don't know. The thesis is just like, what are we doing here?
Right.
Just makes it harder to invest your time when stuff like, and it feels like this stuff is happening is going to like, I feel like this isn't going to, it sucks because these both happen to Dallas teams. If you're a Dallas guy.
No, like, but it's everywhere.
More of these trades are going to be happening more.
Well,
and I don't like that trend.
It's unfortunate because and you know, people who know me will kind of guffaw that I'm about to make this take, but it's the private equitization of everything, you know, of how do we maximize, how do we get, you know, and it's just, it's like when you
and this
do
is
that,
gonna sound stupid, but pro sports used to be like mom and pop. Like I know that sounds stupid. They're making millions.
No, that's what made Cuban such a fun owner for 15 years, where he's like,
I'm bringing like mom and pop shops in a way.
And now the new ideas are like boiled down to how do we like trim margins and maximize assets. And it's just like, it sucks.
That's not why we're here. Yeah. We get that enough everywhere else, you know?
So it's like,
yeah,
don't need it. Okay, everybody should go back to the Cowboys game. There's looks like there's ESPN says delayed on the game cast.
Yeah, the lightning delay.
Oh, shit. Okay. All right. Well, we will be back Monday for sure. I'm gonna probably host. Jason just told me he can't come on tomorrow, which is fine. And then yeah, we'll get together soon, and we'll talk a little bit more about Mavs stuff. Everybody, have yourself a great weekend. We will. See you guys soon. Go Mavs.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.